All right. Hello, everyone. Thank you for packing the room. No pressure. As Peter mentioned, I'm Kevin Fleming. I've actually spoken at FOSDEM quite a few times before, but never in the DNS room. So this was a bit of a stretch to think that I might even get a talk accepted here. And I'm thankful both that the team did and that you all decided to show up. So as he mentioned, I don't know if I'd call it a mistake. I made a decision a few years ago about something that I wanted to do differently than I'd been doing, and as a result, I am now running my own public DNS server. So this is done for a personal basis. I don't do this for pay or anything like that. It's the zero profit part. Nobody pays me to do this. In fact, it actually costs money, so it's negative profit, really, if you want to think about it that way. So. Also, this is a bit odd, but I wrote these slides in a somewhat unusual way, where every title of a slide is actually a question from the audience, which I will then answer in the slide. They get somewhat humorous further into the presentation. So if someone in the audience wants to play the role of the person asking the questions as we go to each slide, that would be fantastic. In fact, you could all do it as a group. That would be even more fantastic. So if you decide to do that, that's great. If not, I will be happy to read them.
Really?
Yes, exactly, yes. So, all right, so start off with everybody in the audience who currently is responsible for running authoritative name servers that are reachable on the public internet, raise your hand and keep your hand up. Okay, all of you. Wow, all right. Now, if you have your hand up, but you're doing that because you run an internet service provider, put your hand down. Okay, all right. So we're down to less than a quarter of the ones who had their hands up originally. That's more than I thought, actually. I didn't think as many people were as strange as I am. So you can see with this up, I already covered most of this anyway. It's relatively easy to do. Obviously, because this is FOSDEM, I wouldn't be talking about it if it required non-free software. It does not require anything that's non-free software. It can be fun for the subset of humanity that would come to a room like this. and it's also not expensive to do. So, all right, now we're ready. We're going to the next slide.
Why
would we do something like this? So, the fun part we already covered. The second part is, for years in my personal infrastructure, I had been using, you're probably all familiar with Hurricane Electric, although they're bigger in the US than they are here for hosting things. But they offered a free DNS hosting service, which I'd been using, was working fine. And then I decided I wanted to sort of enhance my DNS usage and implement DNSSEC for SSH FP records so I could stop having to deal with SSH key distribution issues. And a couple of other things, like I wanted to get real TLS certificates for all of my services. And of course, 5 years ago, Let's Encrypt was just a new thing, and DNS challenges were the best way to do that, and blah, 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 blah. So the things I wanted, the DNS hosting service that I was using did not offer. So I thought, fine, I'll go find a different one. And I can't even remember where it came from, but years ago, some wonderful person on the internet used to maintain a Google spreadsheet of all of the DNS hosting